Someone asked me just after our last shiur whether one can be yotzei both mishloach manos and matanas levyonim if you give the mishloach manos to an individual who is himself an ani. What is considered the geder of an ani? So I heard b'shem Rav Schechter that the geder of an ani is one who doesn't make enough money on his own to cover his basic annual expenses. So if someone on his own is unable to cover his basic annual expenses, that's someone who has the din of one worthy of receiving matanas levyonim. So if I were to identify such an individual and give such a person two food items, could I count that both as matanas levyonim and as mishloach manos? So the truth is that this is apparently a suffix that the Bir Halacha quotes in the name of the Turi Even, in Simen Tuf Reish Tzadihei. The Bir Halacha says that the Turi Even is misupuk, he's unsure. If you send two manos, le'ish ani, if you can count that both as mishloach manos and as at least one of your aniyim for the matanas levyonim mitzvah. And if you do, then you could give another matana to another ani and be yotzei your mitzvah altogether. So that says the Bir Halacha is a suffix that the Turi Even has, quoted in the Bir Halacha in Tuf Reish Tzadihei. However, in Sefer Piskei Teshuvos, he cites from numerous other poskim, such as the Ksav Sofer, who write that one cannot count the same individual as both a recipient of Mishloach Manos and Matanas Levyonim. Why not? Interesting svara. A rule in Halacha, Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. You can't double up, if you will, on mitzvos, using the same individual for both your mitzvah of Mishloach Manos and your mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim. Looks like you are trying to quickly, somehow, just get rid of all the mitzvahs, so to speak. You're not machshav them enough to give each one its own intended recipient. So for that reason, poskim seem to assume that one is not supposed to double up and use one individual for both the Matanas Levyonim and the Mishloach Manos. If he gives one ani two matanos, so by matanos levyonim you have to give two aniim, each one one matana. So if you're machmir like the Ksav Sofer, you'd have to have three people: one for your recipient of mishloach manos, and then two others for your matanos levyonim, one matana for each individual. Now, with regard to matanos levyonim, there is an interesting discussion in the poskim as follows. This is a very relevant shaila, because most of us have no trouble giving mishloach manos bo b'yom. People are all around. All it takes is just two food items or a drink and a food item. Give it to one individual. You've done your mitzvah, mishloach manos. Matanas levyonim, most of us presumably find it easier to arrange in advance to distribute matanas levyonim on Purim, because not everyone is guaranteed to see an individual they think is an appropriate recipient on Purim for Matanas Levyonim. So most of us like to make preparations in advance to ensure the Matanas Levyonim are given out on our behalf on Purim. Now the question that Poskim discusses is that permissible? If it's a mitzvah hayom, it's a mitzvah to do on Purim. So you read Megillah on Purim, you give Mishloach Manos on Purim, maybe I should have to do the actual giving of my Matanas Levyonim on Purim proper. Okay, now, if you'll tell me I'm appointing a shliach, and I tell somebody, you're my shliach to do this mitzvah on my behalf on Purim day itself, please go right ahead and give it out on Purim. So that certainly should be valid. He's my shliach. Okay, granted, we ordinarily say mitzvah bo yosim b'shlucha, there's a preference to do the mitzvah yourself rather than through a shliach, but I certainly can fulfill the mitzvah by having someone act as my shliach on Purim proper to give out the matanas levyonim. But the question is, let's say I'm not appointing someone as my shliach. Let's say I am sending the check in a mail, and it's going to arrive timed perfectly for Purim. You can't appoint a non-Jewish mail carrier as a shliach. There's no din shlichos when it comes to a non-Jew. Can I fulfill the mitzvah of matanas levyonim if I don't do any maisa nesina on Purim itself? I send it in the mail before Purim. It's going to arrive on Purim. Is that a valid kiyum of matanas levyonim? So in Piskei Tshuvos, he quotes that although there are a minority of poskim who argue it's a mitzvah hayom, you've got to do the maisa nesina on Purim proper, but it seems the consensus of most poskim is that no, the ikar mitzvah is not that I should give it on Purim, but more so that the recipient who needs it should receive it on Purim. So as long as you ensure that he receives it on Purim, even though you sent it out in the mail prior to Purim, you're still yotzei the mitzvah. That then raises the question. And let's say I don't want to take chances on my mail getting to this individual bo b'yom. I know the local post office, you can't rely on them when it comes to timely matters. So you want to send it out 2 weeks in advance. You want to make sure it's going to get this individual at the very least on Purim, but most likely it will arrive before Purim. Is that a concern? If it arrives before Purim, what's the din then? Yeah. Right. He'll be kona before Purim, correct. Right. So he's saying if he's kona before Purim, how could you be yotze? The kinyan was before Purim. So that's very mistaber, but what's interesting is if you look in the Magen Avram quotes the Baal HaMor, who says you can't give the matanas levyonim before Purim because he might consume it, use it up, spend it before Purim. Which sounds like he's not worried about when the ani takes possession of it per se. He's rather more concerned about him no longer having it in his possession come Purim time. So the poskim are medayik from Magen Avram. So let's say I ensure that even if he receives it before Purim, he will not use it before Purim. Sounds like Magen Avram, you yotze. How do you ensure that? Check. Oh, you posted the check. Very simple. Posted the check. Now, you could send a little note along saying, you know, please don't use before Purim. I'm not sure if everyone's comfortable doing that, but posting the check is certainly perhaps a simpler way of saying, you know, this is only going to be used on Purim. So if you, however you do it, ensure that he's not going to use it before Purim, then you could be yotzei the mitzvah that way as well. Now, what's interesting is that what happens though if I send someone a check which arrives on Purim, but it's post-dated for after Purim? Does that work? He receives it on Purim, but it's only dated for the day after Purim. So you might think, Lachar, 1 second, you can't use it on Purim, shouldn't it be good? So there's a fascinating chiddush in Kobetz Halachos, B'Shem Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, where he argues, no, even a post-dated check, if it's a check for $100, I'm sure my next-door neighbor will buy it for $75. The ani could find some way of making the check usable on Purim. He can get enough money on Purim. And therefore he feels he'd be yotze by giving even a post-dated check on Purim. Now if that's true, so if I send a check that arrives before Purim, and it's post-dated for Purim, so if he's going to sell it for less to his next-door neighbor, I'm not guaranteed he's going to then still have it in his possession on Purim. Although I would tend to assume that most people, when they see a post-dated check, they realize it's meant to be used dafka on Purim, they probably will not sell it for less beforehand, presumably. Presumably. Now, what is the svara as to why if one gives money on Purim, you can be yotze even if it's a post-dated check? So we just quoted Shmuel Kamenetsky said it because he can always cash it on Purim somehow. Find someone else to pay for it and give him some cash in exchange. He came across a fascinating chiddush in Piskei Tshuvos, quoted in the name of Tshuvos Maria Sad. Not sure if this is muskim according to all poskim. He says the following. He says that matanas levyonim is not dependent upon the recipient being able to use it on Purim, but rather it's dependent upon the simcha you generate in the recipient by him getting it. The main afkamina, credible chiddush. He says, what happens if I call someone I know is begeder and ani? I call him Purim afternoon. And I tell him, listen, I have right now for you a check in my hand for X number of dollars. I'm appointing so-and-so, a shliach, to be konet for you right now. He'll bring it to you tomorrow, next week. But as of right now, I'm giving it to him. He's going to be zocha in this check on your behalf right now. So the kinyan is being done by the recipient, zachim la'adam. You can acquire something on someone else's behalf for his benefit, but there's no chance he's using it before Purim is gone. Some poskim argue even that is a valid kinyan and sufficient for Matanas Lavyonim, which is a fascinating chiddush, because if you think about the various shilas we just raised, the first chiddush we suggested was, the majority of poskim, was that you don't have to give it on Purim yourself. You can give it before Purim as long as the individual receives it and still has it on Purim. That was one chiddush. A second chiddush was you can give it on Purim even if it's a post-dated check, because in theory he could cash it on Purim somehow to someone else. And now you have a third chiddush that even if he can't actually utilize it on Purim, but the simcha is created by him knowing that you gave it to someone on his behalf on Purim, even that, according to some poskim, might be sufficient. Fascinating, fascinating chiddush. Okay, so the Hayotze Mezvareinu is that certainly one can fulfill the mitzvah by giving money before Purim that will be delivered to the Aniyim on Purim, or that will be received by the Ani before Purim with instructions to use it only on Purim or thereafter. That certainly is a valid means of Kiyum HaMitzvah, which is, I think, what most of us do. We send out money in advance, and then it's distributed on Purim or before Purim with instructions that Ani should not use it until Purim. And in those ways, one is certainly mekayim the mitzvah Matanas Lavyonim properly. Nana min kasha mas kosh bakhos akos as so fi khakhay bam tamat shnama no khafet sama tsir koyo dil tsravi.